Each day during this sitting, we'll be offering some suggestions about ways to attend to your experience, things you might notice in your experience. In Vipassana practice, the exploration in meditation is to open to the entirety of the lived experience, to the fullness of our human experience, nothing excluded. To move to that place where we can meet the fullness of our human experience, meet the variety of sensations in our bodies, the variety of states of minds, a cultivation of some stability can be helpful. There are different ways to cultivate stability of mind so that we can open to the entirety of our experience. On this, for these next couple of days, we'll be exploring stabilizing the attention with an anchor, a collecting place, a gathering place for the attention. One of the most familiar gathering places is with the breath. The art, really, of meditation is in learning how to be with our experience in a relaxed, friendly, receptive way. In choosing to gather the attention or collect the attention around an experience, such as the breath, sometimes we can strain or try to hold on to the breath, and it can add some tension to the meditation. And so it's useful right from the very beginning to explore, what does it mean to cultivate a relaxed, receptive attention? How do we both direct the attention to the breath and be relaxed and receptive? I like exploring this analogy of receptive attention. Actually, it's more than an analogy. It's the experience of receiving what's happening. And with the breath, if we choose to attune to the breath, we can both attune to the breath and then receive the experience of breathing, much as a radio receiver works. We can tune into a particular station, then the radio doesn't go out looking for anything. It simply receives that frequency. And so we can settle and turn towards the breath and yet receive it. And so this is what I'd like to explore this morning in the suggestions. I find for myself that exploring this relaxed, receptive attention, it's helpful to cultivate relaxation of body and mind as a place to ground. And so we'll begin with relaxing the body, finding a posture that feels both alert and yet in which the body can relax around the structure. We may be able to find a balance point in the posture. There is a place of balance where the bones can support themselves and the muscles can relax around this structure. And so finding this balance, posture, and relaxing the muscles of the head and face, around the eyes, and mouth, relaxing the jaw, neck and shoulders, relaxing the arms, the hands, allowing the muscles of the chest and upper back to soften, relax. Relaxing the muscles across the stomach and abdomen. This can be an area where we tend to hold ourselves upright. Explore what it might mean to relax the muscles across the stomach and abdomen. Trust the bones to support your body. Relaxing middle and lower back, hips, pelvis, you might even find it possible to relax inside the hip socket. Relaxing the legs, the feet. And then sometimes it's also possible to relax inside the body. For myself, this is one of my go-to tools for settling in a meditation. Just checking in and seeing perhaps if there can be a relaxation inside the throat. Relax the heart, relax the stomach, the intestines, as we relax the body, it supports the mind to soften and relax. Checking in, seeing, can the mind relax? Gill sometimes suggests this, an exploration of this as an analogy, as if your brain were a muscle See if you can relax your brain. As we relax the body, it supports our mind to relax and settle. And as we relax the mind, it can become very receptive to the present moment experience. And so in this moment, exploring the possibility of receiving the experience of breathing. Breathing is already happening. One way to explore this kind of receptivity is an image of settling back and letting the breath come to you. Rather than thinking of narrowing the focus down to a particular area where you may be noticing the experience of breathing, settling back, exploring maybe the image of those sensations being large, letting the sensations fill the space of awareness. And awareness can feel very vast, letting the sensations, maybe even allowing the sense of the sensations of breathing, be as big as the room. As we explore the possibility of receptive attention to the breathing, you may also notice that other experience is known to, for instance, as you're connecting to receiving the experience of breathing. You're already also hearing my words, almost automatically in the background, very little effort, probably. Attend to the breath in a receptive way. We may also notice sounds, other body sensations, emotions or moods may be in the background. That's okay. You don't have to try to exclude other experience. One of my teachers, Tanisaro Bhikkhu, has spoken about the attention to the breathing. We might focus on the breathing, narrow down the attention, and look right at the breathing. He gives an analogy of that as having a candle in the middle of the room and looking right at the flame. We could do that. And we can also notice that the light of the candle lights up the whole room. And so too with the relaxed attention to breathing, staying connected to the sensations of breathing, this may light up the awareness and allow us to receive other experience at the same time. Relax and receive. Allowing the breath to be in the foreground. Letting all the other experiences just be. No need to focus on them or look at them directly. Sometimes I explore this kind of practice with a quiet, almost note, and the breath. With each breath, there may be hearing and the breath. There may be body sensations and the breath. Of course, we will lose this connection to the present moment, lose the connection to the breath. The mind will wander, there will be thinking. And at some point, we will know, mindfulness will return, and we will know that thinking is happening. We've woken back up into sitting, knowing that we're sitting, breathing, knowing that we're breathing, thinking, knowing that we're thinking. In that moment when mindfulness returns, especially early in the retreat, often when the mind wanders like that, tension can creep into our body and mind again. And it can be helpful in that moment, rather than having the idea of needing to rush right back to be with the breath, explore if there is tension that has crept in, seeing if there can be a relaxation of body, a relaxation of mind, and exploring, inviting the breath in to that relaxed container. Relax. Receive the experience of breathing.